Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you for hanging around with me today. It's 34 after the hour and I'm Mr. Wonderful, as you heard. I love that part. Welcome back. It's good to have you here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what we think about that. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get a lot smarter, too, because Tom Asacker is in the building, so to speak. Tom is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without him. He's the author of Sandbox Wisdom and A Clear Eye for Branding, among other books. He's written so many that he has his own shelf in our library. And he is one of the world's experts on branding, and he's our good friend. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you back, as always. Tom, one of the things that I'd like for you to help us out with today is to connect branding and customer service, customer care, taking care of our customers. You know, you and I have talked so many times over the years about, you've helped us clear up the misnomer about what a brand is. A lot of people think a brand is like Coca-Cola's logo, or they think it's, you know, Walmart is a brand or whatever. And those brands are so huge. They're so intimidating. They're so global and galactic almost. That it intimidates small business owners into thinking that only those big companies can have a brand. Well, you've helped us to understand that not only can we have a brand, but there are lots of different ways that we can leverage that brand to our advantage. And one of those ways a lot of people don't think about is customer service, isn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, a brand, and we've talked about this so many times, I thought people are probably getting sick of it, but it's good to say it again.
No, you can never have too much branding, Tom.
Well, all a brand is a feeling that people get in the marketplace. Whether that feeling is, you know, I'm a smart guy, I save money, or, you know, I had a great time, or whatever it is, it's people exchanging their time and money in the marketplace and getting some kind of feeling from a transaction back. Mm-hmm. So if I give a better feeling than somebody else, and they associate the name of my business with that feeling, I now have a strong brand. And I don't care if you're competing against Walmart, Starbucks, or whoever it is. If you can provide a better feeling, you're going to win and have a stronger brand than the big guys.
And part of that feeling might be reliability. I'll give you an example. One of the reasons why, And you know this very well, one of the reasons why the food franchises do so well is because when you need fuel, you're not trying to dine, you just need fuel, and you're in Bangor, Maine or Bangkok, Thailand, if there's a McDonald's there, you have a pretty darn good idea that the hamburger is going to not surprise you. You're going to get the hamburger you expect to get. And so part of the brand is the reliability, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly. So what's the feeling? The feeling is fear. I'm someplace, you know, an unknown place with unknown food, and I'm afraid. So what does going to one of these, you know, standardized places give you? It gives you a relief of that fear. Okay, I know what I'm getting. But that doesn't mean that if you're in your local town and you know the quality of the food, You know, you're not necessarily going to rush to some place and get a McDonald's hamburger. You may want an experience,
right,
with your meal.
So, well, and that's exactly right. And that's the reason why small business owners, the ones who are smart, the ones who understand this, do so well. Many of them do so well because the people who know them rely on them. It's not just a matter of I love their products. Or for example, sticking with the food thing, maybe we go to a dinette that we'd like to go to, not because we love their food, but we know, by golly, we can get in and out in 20 minutes.
That's critical. I mean, Starbucks chairman just came out with a big internal memo about the fact that their experience is starting to get watered down.
Yep,
their Starbucks
diluted was the word he used.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so this is leaked to the news, but you know, it's diluted because it's become ubiquitous, and people when they go into these places are usually on their way to work, and they want to get in and get out.
Right.
They want a good cup of coffee and get in and get out. So what happened? McDonald's understood that and said, listen, we're good at getting people in and out. Now let's give them a good cup of coffee.
Right.
And maybe they'll pull in here.
And their coffee got better, didn't it? So everybody won on that one, didn't they? Stand by,
absolutely,
Tom. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Tom Asecker, the smartest branding expert in the universe, and I will be right back. Stay with us. John Mellencamp, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, all you small business owners out there in small town earth, wherever you may be. Some of you are listening in small town America. Some of you are listening in small towns in other parts of the world, because you can listen over the internet, and we thank you for that too. But we don't want to leave out the people who are in big towns. We like with the cities, folks. We like them too. Tom Asecker is our guest. He's a small town kind of guy, and one of our top branding experts in the Brain Trust. Tom, give us your website, please.
It's aclearye.com.
aclearye.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, just a lot of resources for how to improve your brand, links to articles. I do a blog post if I see something in the news that I think is relevant to business. So just a lot of information to try to help sort through what a brand is today.
So this thing that you – and by the way, folks, I hope you'll check out Tom's website. It is as good a branding website as you'll find. This concern, this email, this communique that the chairman of Starbucks gave out, and I read about that the other day myself, where their branding, their effort to brand the heck out of Starbucks, actually went a little too far, according to him, right?
Well, in essence, what happened is they opened so many outlets. And again, I mean, let's not forget what the key to Starbucks' success really is. They were really good at buying and finding locations to place these Starbucks where people were on the go, and they wanted to get a good cup of coffee. So there it was, right in your face. You came out of the subway. There's a Starbucks. They have a good cup of coffee, a good experience. Let me walk in and get one.
But, Tom, let me ask you this question. How much of the Starbucks experience, let's be honest, at least in the early days, was a little bit of snob appeal?
Oh, in the early days, absolutely, because it was like a destination. People went in to sit on the cushy couches, to have the barista, you know, make their special cup of coffee, you know, with these funny names. I mean, of course it was.
Anything that you pay $3 or $4 for, any cup of coffee you pay $3 or $4 for, had better be pretty darn exclusive, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So that experience was an exclusive experience.
Right. But now it's not, is it?
No, because when you go into the – and here's the thing that small business has an edge on. When big business tries to grow, and the stock market is what's forcing these people to look for new growth opportunities, they have a tendency to water down their experience.
Yep.
Because they're spreading it thin all over the place.
One of the things that I tell small business owners, Tom, is that there are a number of questions you have to ask yourself about growth. But one of them is, if I grow, when I grow, will my customers like it? You got to ask that question, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I was talking Business Week a couple of weeks ago, or last week, came out with their first list of customer service champs. And it really was an interesting read. I think it was the March, sort of the March 5th issue, but I mean it came out a week ago or more. But I was reading about a waiter that we had in town here, and he was talking to me. This guy's a great waiter. I mean, he really makes the brand of this restaurant. And he told me that he ended up getting a new job, this big head waiter job down in Boston at this big fancy restaurant. And he said, I was supposed to go through 4 interviews in this process. He said, but I got the job during the first interview. And I said, really, why? He said, well, I looked at the guy and I said to him, I want you to know I'm not an order taker. I'm an experienced maker.
Wow.
And that's
holy mackerel.
And there it is. That's the essence of customer service. You're not there to solve problems. You are there to make the experience of this person better than anyone else can. And if you do that, you win.
Absolutely. And that's the kind of thing that we need to be telling, we need to be training our employees about that, don't we?
Listen, it's customer service today is a really strategic endeavor. Not only do we have to understand specifically how we're interacting and what feelings we're communicating to our customers, but we have to also look at technology, see if we can improve our service through technology, which may take some of the burden off of our customers. I'll give you a prime example. When I call up some big company and I get that little message machine that and the music that says, thank you for calling, we're busy right now, please hold on, your wait time is 15 minutes. Or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, I don't know who they think they're talking to. I'm just as busy as they are. So how much better would it be, and technology allows you to do this, to say, thank you for your call, we're busy right now, punch in your phone number, and we will call you right back as soon as we get a chance.
Right, right.
I mean, in a lot of cases, what we're looking for, we're not in an emergency crisis mode. Right, we just need some information. We're willing to get back to our business and have somebody call us.
Absolutely, no, that's exactly right. I hate those kinds of receptions on the phone. Tom, hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back with Tom, Tom and I are going to talk about what's a commodity today and what's not a commodity, and how that has everything to do with your brand. Tim Till, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, too, please. I hope you'll do that. Tom Masecker is our guest. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of A Clear Eye for Branding. That's your newest book, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's the newest one. I'm working on one I hope to come out late this summer called A Clear Eye for Customers.
All right.
So that'll be the second in the series.
We expect you to launch that on the show, by the way.
Absolutely.
Tom, have you been able to come up with anything in the marketplace today that isn't a commodity? Any product that's more than 30 minutes old that isn't a commodity? I mean, I'm trying to think of anything out there that any customer, any user, any consumer can't find 6 ways from Sunday within a couple of miles of them or in a million places online. So the only thing under the sun, can we safely say now that the only thing under the sun that we can differentiate ourselves with our customers against, differentiate ourselves from our competitors is the way we serve our customers?
Yeah, if you look at that broadly, it's how you design the experience of what what it is that you do. I tell people all the time that it doesn't really matter what you do, because there's a lot of people doing what you do.
Right.
So it really comes down to how do you do it? Do you do it differently than they do? Forget the what. Don't say, hey, I'm a dentist, I'm a lawyer, I'm mm-hmm. a hair salon. Forget that. They're everywhere. And you know what? More and more and more of them are coming at you. This is not going to slow down because big business is starting to bust up, and all these people are looking for little entrepreneurial opportunities. So they're coming down to the Main Street level with these small businesses. Now, the only thing that differentiates you is how you do it, your intimate understanding of your customers, what they desire, what their pains are, how they want to feel about themselves. And if you're better than anyone else at making them feel really good during their interaction with you and when they think about you, then they're not going to go away because they've got too much on their mind to go hunting around to change mm-hmm. what they're doing, especially if they like it.
The time, the world that we live in today promotes loyalty if you can give somebody to be loyal about, isn't it?
Oh, because people don't want that on their mind. They want to be able to say, listen, my financial planner is the best guy in the world. He takes care of me. He sends me information. If things change, he lets me know what's going on. Why in the world would I want to talk to you, Mr. New Financial Planner? I've got way too many other things on my mind. I like the guy I have. I trust him. He keeps me informed. He's honest with me. He's candid. I don't have time to deal with you, Mr. New Guy. I've got a whole bunch of other things I have to do today.
I trust this other guy. I trust this company I've been doing business with. Isn't trust the essence of a brand, of a successful brand?
It's what it's turning out to be, yeah. Because what people are looking at today is the fact that there's so much information, given that the Internet allows you to find out anything about anybody. There's so much information. What we really want to know is that you're treating us fairly and that we can trust that you will treat us fairly in the future. That's it. I mean, once we understand that, I mean, people don't quote-unquote like Walmart. I mean, they don't wear Walmart hats.
Nobody has Walmart tattooed on their shoulder, do they?
No, exactly not. So it's not an identity thing like that. I mean, you're not trying to display to the world, look at me, I shop at Walmart. On the other hand, they have convinced us that we can trust them that the prices that they have are low for stuff that is good enough. We trust that if we go in there, we'll get the good enough stuff at the best price we can find for one-stop shopping. That's their
right.
brand.
But only the people who don't want service go there. If you want service, that's where small business owners come in. If you want customization,
oh, yeah.
If you want to be loved up, you go to a small business. If you just want price, you go to Walmart. Hey, Tom, give us that website again, please.
It's aclearye.com, A-C-L-E-A-R-E-Y-E, aclearye.com.
Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good one.
Okay, buddy, we'll see you next time. Tom Masecker, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't he great? Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember, as you know, this program is all about you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.